Scotland was great. The journey back down was great as well. Decent weather. Quite a bit of traffic on the road. And a lot of canvassers out for the independence referendum, I noticed, as I was coming back through the various Scottish towns, especially in Callander, there was a big no campaign canvas operation going on with people putting thumbs up, or and then you go to the next Scottish town and then it'd be yes. And as you go through Scotland, it's quite interesting to see the way that in the Highlands there's a lot of yeses. As you get to the borders, the no's seem to take over. So I'm going to be trying to find some information after the referendum to see about the geography of voting, whether it is a lowland highland thing, because of course, you know, Scotland has a very interesting history, a lot of conflict between lowland and highland in its history, and I wonder whether some of that will come out in the independence result, which takes place on Thursday, I believe, Thursday the 18th of September. An interesting bit of politics going on. How would I vote if I had a vote? I would like to have voted yes, but I would probably vote no because of, well, I just don't think that the yes campaign has done a very good job at putting across the economic argument. And there's a lot of people out there, and I heard this when I was wandering around. Young and old were coming out with the same sort of like argument about no. And that was that you vote yes, you get independence, and then in 5 years' time, the politicians turn around and say, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, the money that we thought we had, we don't. So this is going to have to be cut, and this is going to have to be cut, and this is going to have to be cut. It was basically a conversation. The conversations were really about economics and a distrust of politicians. And I think those two factors will be incredibly important and very persuasive to a lot of voters in the Scottish independence referendum. So we'll have to see what the result is on Friday, whenever it comes out. The other thing that was a bit sad to find out when I got back was on September the 4th, the developer of Pressgram, John Saddington, released a post on his blog saying that Pressgram would no longer be developed after 2 years. He's pulling the plug on the app, which is a bit of a choker, to be honest. It's a combination of sadness and a bit of anger as well. I think he had a good app going there. Probably overcomplicated it by adding stuff in. The filter packs were too expensive, I thought. But he had something that was quick, easy to use. And I certainly enjoyed using it up in Scotland for posting images and writing a bit of text. It was just easy to set up. And once you had it set up, it made the posting of images, you had preset tags. So you didn't have to go through and do the tags on each post every time you were posting something. They were already there. And all you did is you just put your title in, added your photo, added a bit of text, and pressed OK, and that was it. It went straight to your blog. Very easy, very simple, great system. But sadly, it's coming to an end. He doesn't actually say on his blog post why. I assume it's economic. I hope it is economic. I hope it isn't a case of him deciding that I'm bored of this, I'm moving on to something else. When I first came across him, there were a few other WordPress developers who were, shall we say, saying that he was a bit inconsistent with projects. You know, he would start on something and get it running and everything, and then I think they basically were trying to make out that he lost interest in it. I do hope with the Pressgram thing it isn't that. I think there was a lot of infrastructure, a lot of systems and everything that needed to work and things, and if the costings don't add up, then they don't add up, and you've got to pull the plug. He, like I say, does not state why, but reading between the lines, I think it's an economic argument. So I will give him the benefit of the doubt and keep with that, that it was economics that brought it to a close. So yes, it looks as though I'll be going back to the WordPress app eventually, and it's annoying in a rather frustrating sort of way, because you've set up these things on your website so that you can add things, and you kind of incorporate Pressgram into your system, and then someone removes that Pressgram, so you have to remove it from your system, and it's a bit of a pain, but never mind. So now I've just got to do a bit more unpacking and try and get my feet working again. I had a bit of a tumble, as some of you probably know, up in Scotland, and did both my ankles in. I am walking with a stick, but I am starting to go a bit better, so hopefully within a couple of weeks I'll be able to be back to my old self again. Just got to be more careful, and fingers crossed, hopefully I should be back in Scotland next year.